There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, June 3rd edition. What a Friday night we had. It was locked and loaded with tons of action. Kershaw was filthy. Strasburg ended up getting a decent outing out of it. Mr. Ty Block, who I told you to you could roll the dice on, complete game shutout. Vargas, cheapy, complete game shutout. Some guys didn't plan out, some did. That's why I say there's tons of options. Risk-reward is up to you. The bats were popping. That was one thing that definitely was. So today we get into it again with an interesting Saturday of action. A 9-game early, 5-game late. Let's check out the weather real quick. You know, they got that Astros game in, thank goodness. Giants-Phillies wind blowing in hard from left field. That'll only help Johnny Cueto more, hopefully. D-backs-Marlins, they can close the roof. Brewers can close the roof. Houston at Texas, more chances of thunderstorms, but much lighter chances, like 35% compared to yesterday. So hopefully they get that in. It's Pittsburgh at the Mets, wind blowing in hard from left field. That's good to see for one Robert Gesellman. Other than that, we're looking pretty, pretty good today. So let's get at it. Your pitchers on the 9-game early slate. Or wait 1 second. We'll give you your totals. Yankees, Blue Jays, 9. Diamondbacks, Yankees, Blue Jays, I don't believe. I didn't see them on the slate, though. That's the weird thing. Don't know why. D-backs, Marlins, 8.5. Indians, Royals, 8.5. Cardinals, Cubs, 8. Nationals, A's, 9. Giants, Phillies haven't been out yet because Lively's making his MLB debut for the Phils. Rockies, Padres, 7.5. Braves, Reds, 9.5. White Sox, Tigers, 9.5. Dodgers, Brewers, 8.5. Astros, Rangers, 9. Pirates, Mets, 8.5. Red Sox, Orioles, 9. Twins, Angels, 7.5. Rays, Mariners, 9. We have tons to target. Pitching is suspect, especially on the late slate. But early on, your top price pitcher on the 9-game slate, Johnny Cueto, 12-1 at Philadelphia. Steep, steep price tag for Mr. Cueto. He's not even averaging you 20 DraftKings points of starts. Last time out against Atlanta, 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned 8 Ks. Back-to-back 8K performances, 6Ks or more in 6 straight starts. When he's getting his strikeouts, he usually gets you up to 20-plus points as long as he doesn't get beat up at the Cubs. Gave up 4 runs at home against the Dodgers, gave up 5. But against Atlanta, Cincy twice, at the Dodgers and at home against the Dodgers lately, he's pitched really, really well. Then Colorado, San Diego, it's hit and miss with Johnny Cueto. He's dealing with a couple blisters on his hand. Super dicey play. The upside's tremendous, especially against the Phillies. You saw what Ty Block did to them. Cueto's got much more strikeout stuff than Block does. He is currently striking out over 23, or about 23% of the batters he faces. Phillies strike him out 22% of the time. It's just super, super dicey. Like I said, what really are you going to get out of Cueto? We don't have a total on the game yet. But lefties are hitting 297, righties 273 off Cueto. So he's pitched really, really well. Just, you know, had a couple bad innings is basically what it comes down to for Johnny. He's kind of like a Samardzija type, but Samardzija's got a little more K upside than Johnny. And he's always cheaper. So I totally get if you want to play him. Super dicey play, but I get it. Next up, Carlos Carrasco, 11-7 at Kansas City. I like this one quite a bit, coming with an ERA below 2.9. 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks last time out against Oakland for 26.2 points. He's been off and on when it comes to production. He had 4 runs at Cincy, 5 against Tampa Bay, but then shut down Toronto in Toronto. 6 or more Ks and 4 straight starts. Yeah, when he manages his 3 runs or less, he's getting you 20-plus points almost every single start. So he's been very, very good. One of the top K arms in all of baseball. In the last 30 days, he's 22nd worst in barrel FIP at a barrel FIP of 5.30, getting barreled up over 8% of the time. He's striking out 25.62% of the batters he's faced in that period. You have the Royals that strike out 21.5% of the time. And the biggest thing is their offense is just bad at baseball. Lefty's hitting 316, righty's 273 off Cueto. Royals team Woba of 294, which is below average, and an average 151 ISO. Great pitching environment in Kauffman Stadium as well. Carrasco's in a really, really good spot today. I'd probably take him over Cueto and save the $400. Cueto's upside's tremendous, but we know what can happen there. Carrasco and Philly's bats are horrible. I told you guys that yesterday. I saw so many industry guys stacking the Phillies yesterday. I was just like, why? Out of all the other games you could stack, why roll the dice on the Phillies? Roll the dice on the Giants, for instance, like we did, or some other teams. But 'tis baseball. But Carrasco, 11-7, very intriguing. John Lester, 10-6. Johnny's looked a lot better. Well, prior to his last start at the Dodgers, where him and Kershaw were supposed to duel, got blown up. But prior to that, complete game, 1 run, 10 Ks at the Giants. Solid against Cincy, solid in St. Louis, great against the Yankees. Philly's been pitching really well. Prior to that last outing, it was 16 or more points, a couple of almost 30-plus point games. Last time against St. Louis, in St. Louis, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 3 earned, 4 walks, 9 Ks for 18.8. Limit the walks in that one. We're talking like probably 25-plus points in that game. He's pitched really well after a real, you know, rough patch there. Striking out, in the last 30 days, he's 13th best in barrel FIP, getting barreled up only 3.2% of the time. He's striking out 28.8% of the batters he's faced in his last 30 days, which is pretty darn outstanding. And the Cardinals strike out 22.4% of the time against left-handed pitching. Woba of 296 against lefties. They have the lowest team total on the board at 359. Lefties are hitting 240, righties 289 off Lester. I mentioned the 296 Woba that was below average. They have a 120 ISO, which is way below average. So the Cardinals do not hit lefties well at all. Lester at home in Wrigley. So far, weather conditions look promising. Really good matchup for him. Good K upside. It just all depends on walks with Lester. For the most part of his career, he's been really good. But if you look through the game logs, the games he's gotten blown up, it's when he hasn't had his command. So if Lester's command's on, he's in for a great night tonight. He's my top-priced arm in the top three in the five-digit range. I'd go Lester, Carrasco, Cueto. I think Cueto has the most upside, but the most risk out of the three. They're all risky, of course, but the most risk out of the three. So go Lester, Carrasco, Cueto in the high price range. Plus, if you go Lester, you're saving $1,500 on Cueto, which you can definitely use for some awesome bats today. Rich Hill's at $8,800. I can't touch him anymore. I know the upside is huge. He strikes out guys. Milwaukee strikes out a ton. But he's only throwing 80 to 85 pitches. He gets you 3 to 5 innings every start. You don't know what you're going to get. He might not even qualify for a win. I can't take those gambles anymore. He's tremendous. If they started saying they're actually going to pitch him a regular start regularly, I'd look into it. But I just can't do it. If you want to do it for the K upside alone, and maybe, you know, this is the day they let him run wild, go for it. I just can't do it. I'm actually going to stack some Brewers for the fact that, A, they can pound lefties if they're on, and B, you're going to get some Dodgers bullpen, some early Dodgers bullpen that's intriguing. But Mike Leake, $8,400 at Chicago. Pretty contrarian play here. Most people don't like to play against Chicago. We've been targeting them lately, especially with like the Padres bats over the weekend, or earlier this week, I mean. We had some Giants pitchers against them. They are cold. You saw Lance Lynn shut them down pretty good. Gave up that home run to Bryant. They're going to hit. They have their lineups loaded. They're going to get a couple runs. But overall, he can put a solid start together. Gave up 4 runs against the Dodgers his last time out. Still got you almost 16 points. Prior to that, 27.6, 17.6, and then 14.7 versus the Cubs. Where he went 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks. The 3 walks are what got to him. He hasn't been a big walk guy all year. His last 3 starts, he's only had 1 walk combined over 22 innings. So he's a big ground ball to fly ball guy. He's getting you close to 100 pitches every start out. So he's usually getting you 6-plus innings in every start. He's a double-digit point machine. He's had double-digit points in every single start this year with his lowest at 14.1. That is a great cash game play because that's consistent upside you're looking for in a cash game, actually. Tremendous cash game play. And I like the GPP upside just for the fact the Cubs are struggling and his ownership should be low. Cubs are striking out almost 22% of the time versus righties. We know they have potential power, but their WOBA is only 306, which is basic league average WOBA. So they are struggling mightily at the plate right now. This is the time to target them in GPPs, why everyone still thinks they're great, which they could be. We know they're so good that that lineup could explode at any moment. But Leak is a very, very good pitcher who rarely gets blown up. Rarely. I'm not saying he never does because that'll just jinx us into this today. But rarely. He likes to limit damage and will give you a quality start after quality start. So Leak, $8,400. Very intriguing play today. Joe Ross, $8,200 at Oakland. We're going to keep pounding this Oakland offense. They did start to hit the ball a bit last night, but don't let that total screw with you. A few of those runs came really late, really, really late. Joe Ross, we know he's a tremendous upside young pitcher, but he got beat up his last time out in San Diego, pitched phenomenal in Seattle in his first start back from the minors. 6 Ks over 8 innings of 1 run. Good ground ball to fly ball is what you hope from him. Him and his brother, the Ross brothers, big sinker guys. You're hoping you're getting that ground ball. In Oco Coliseum, big pitcher's yard. Tremendous upside. And I mentioned how they're striking out like crazy. Right now as a team, 23.5% of the time versus righties. Ross's career, 20.6 K rate. The upside's there with the A's. The gamble with the A's is there, but lefties hitting 364, righties up 288 off Ross. We know that their ISO is tremendous versus righties. So, you know, having some A's in your lineup is not the worst thing, but Ross is a good GPP play for huge K upside. And if he limits him to 3 runs or less in 6 to 7 innings, he's going to strike out 6-plus guys. He's going to be tremendous at $8,200 because it's hard to find a punt play. Like last night, I gave you like 3 punt plays, 3 or 4 actually. At least 2 of them were phenomenal. It's hard to find one I can really, like, I'm going to give you 2. It's hard to be like, oh, this is going to really work. It could. They're scarier than scary. So Ross, 82, tremendous upside. I love Tyler Chatwood. I know Marquez let us down. That was just frustrating because he was dealing. He was striking out the world. Then all of a sudden, Hedges, 2-run homer, and just unraveled from there. Tyler Chatwood, $7,200 tonight at San Diego. San Diego's offense, guys, they might go off once or twice a week. As a whole, their offense is not good. So if you target him and target him and target him, you will be successful. And we're going back to the well again. Chatwood, you know, struggles at home, but on the road. At Philly, 7 innings, 1 hit, no earned, 8 Ks, 32.8 points. At Minnesota, 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned. The 5 walks killed him, but he had 4 Ks. If he doesn't walk the world, he's fine. That's a problem with Chatwood, though, because if you look at him, it's 3-4-5-4, 3-4-3-3. 1-3. So he's given up almost 3 walks every start, and that kills him. But when he's at San Francisco this year, 9-inning shutout with 35.5 points. At San Diego, 5.2. He gets his big starts. I told you, at Philly, 32.8. Huge upside with Chatwood. Not saying go all in. I liked Marquez a lot better, but Chatwood has tremendous upside. You're looking at a guy striking out about 18% he faces. Padres strike out over 25% of the time versus righties. Below average WOBA of 293. Really got to like your Chatwood odds today. Padres have third lowest team total on the board at 370. Lefty's hitting 333, but righty's only 303 versus Chatwood. So really, really good option there. And your 2 punt plays. First up, Matthew Garza, $5,800 against the Dodgers. Dodgers' bats have been quiet, very quiet. You saw Jimmy Nelson shut him down. Garza's scary. Gave up 4 runs at the Mets, 6 runs against Toronto, but they shut down San Diego. Pitched good against the Mets prior to that. It's scary. 3 home runs against Toronto, but that's Toronto for one. But his ground ball to fly ball is not what you want to see. He's a lot more fly ball than ground balls right now. The K upside is there when you're looking at Matt Garza. This stat, I don't believe this somehow, but they're saying 16% of the time. It seems like he's striking out better than that, but those are the stats. Dodgers strike out over 22% of the time versus righties. You do got to worry about, you know, a 4-5-4 team total. Lefties hitting 358 off Garza. Dodgers have a ton of lefties. Righties 305, 339 wOBA, which is phenomenal, 172 ISO above average. Dodgers crush righties. We say it all the time. Nelson shut him down. Garza extremely risky, but he's $5,800. Good upside. Your other one, Randall Delgado of the D-backs, 5,600. Looks really, really good his last time out. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earn, 8 Ks with no walks for 23.8 points at Pitt. Prior to that, at the White Sox, 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 earn, 3 Ks. And he's a long reliever outside of that. I think actually even that White Sox was a long relief. So it was phenomenal against Pittsburgh. Threw 92 pitches, way more than I thought he would. I thought that was strictly a bullpen game. Going up against Miami. So sure, there is a chance to be scary, but in the last couple seasons, Delgado 20.4% K rate. Miami's talking about 20% of the time. When you look at the Marlins, they have a 4.34 totals. Lefties hitting 362, but righties only 296. Average wOBA, average ISO versus righties. I think Delgado's a really solid punt play at $5,600. All punts can get blown up, but he's got tremendous upside and a really good matchup and a really good pitcher's environment. I like him better than Garza for sure. If I had to pick just one, it would be Delgado. So I have no problem with Delgado. I just know Garza's got upside because no one's going to play him against the Dodgers. No one. No one at all. But it's definitely a tremendous gamble. So there you have it. Cueto's 12-1 against at Philly. Carrasco 11-7 at KC. Lester 10-6 versus St. Louis. I'd go Lester, Carrasco, Cueto. Leak 84 at Chicago. Ross 82 at Oakland. Chatwood 72 at the Padres. Garza 58 versus the Dodgers. Delgado 56 at Miami. Let's check out the bats on the 9-game slate. Starting off at your catcher's position. Posey 4,300 versus the rookie Lively. Lively's pitched really well in his whole career in the minors. Low ERAs, whips, all the good numbers you want to see. Not a good ballpark to pitch in, and the Giants played really well last night. We know they're going to be a little more expensive tonight, but still very much in play. They're going to be a lot more popular as a downside. We loved them yesterday. Freaking Bernard Spann, guys, $3,300, 27 points. Yeah. Crawford, who I told you, phenomenal punt shortstop at 31. He double-digit at 40. Had some great chances to do more, just didn't do it. So Posey, 43. You got Grandal at 37. Love him. Went deep in the ninth. So definitely in play again. You got Realmuto, 3,600 versus Delgado. Hits righties very, very well. Alex Avila, first base catcher for Detroit at 3,500. Miguel Gonzalez got beat up by them last time. Or he actually pitched well against them last time. Got beat up by them the time before. Detroit's bats are live, folks. JD Martinez, told you he's a great play. Well, he's a great play every day. I loved him again last night. Single side of the cycle. Outstanding. Yeah, Wilson Contreras, 3,500 versus Leak. Yadi Molina, 3,400 versus Lester. He does hit decent versus Lester. Matt Wieters, 3,200 versus Mengden. Continues to be low priced. I know he's not like super consistent. He was 3K yesterday. I know he had at least an RBI double. Yeah, he had an RBI double. He got you 9 points. He's not there every day, but there's always upside in that lineup, $3,200. Kurt Suzuki, 3,200 versus Feldman is not a bad cheap option. They had Flowers up there in like 3,700. He's really well, but if you're paying up, you're pay down to Grandal for $100. Andrew Knapp, 3,100. Tony Walters, 3,100 if he's starting for Colorado. Lefties hit Chassin extremely well. Really, really, really well. Jet Bandy, 3K versus Hill. I love a ton. Pena played last night, so Bandy should be in the lineup. Yan Gomes, 2,900 versus Jason Hamill. We will be attacking Jason Hamill with Cleveland today. Hamill has been a mess. Cleveland's team totals 4.63. Lefties hitting 3.36. Righties 3.18 versus Hamill. They're coming off getting shut down by Vargas. They're going to wake up today versus Hamill. They're going to blow him up. Austin Hedges, 2,900. Steven Vogt, 2,800. Both upside, lower priced plays. You got Iannetta, 2,800 versus Volquez. Don't hate it. If John Hicks is playing, $2,600 versus Gonzalez, I like it, but I'm pretty sure they'll have Avila in there. But if he's playing, I'd play him again versus Gonzalez. I told you he was the best punt play on the board at catcher. He went ding-dong yesterday. I like him almost every day. He plays much better against the lefty. So it's like you don't have to go there today. There's other options. But still, $2,600 in a lineup that should go off again today. So good to have some action there. And there's some interesting ones. Like, we're going to definitely target Jordan Zimmermann with the White Sox. Zimmermann, I target him every single time because he's that bad. Righties hit him extremely well. So see what catcher the White Sox run out there. If Kevin Smith, who's been getting some starts lately, gets the call. He's $2,200. He's been sneaky. Like, he either goes over or he gets you like 7, 8, 11 points for $2,200. I'll take that all day long. So it's a good gamble with upside. So keep an eye on the White Sox catcher as a sneakier upside play if it's the right one for value. So keep that in mind. First base, Joey Votto, $5,200 versus Dickey. Votto let me down yesterday, but he's in play every day. Great season so far. Goldschmidt, 52, big game yesterday, went ding dong. Zimmerman, 5K, had a good game. Justin Bour, $4,900. If you're not using Delgado, A, Bohr's on fire, which we know. But lefties, like I said, mash Delgado. So Bohr's definitely in play. Definitely in play at $4,900. Rizzo, 47. Cody Bellinger, thanks for extra innings, went deep last night. First base alpha eligible at 46. Great play today. He still gets lower owned than I think he should be, especially with dual eligibility. It surprises me. You got Eric Thames, $4,400. He'll be under owned because the lefty on the mound, he hits lefties extremely well, so don't let that scare you off. If you're into your Milwaukee stacks, make sure you have him in there with the right-handed bats you'll be targeting. I don't think I said it earlier, but Rich Hill. Lefty's 267, righty's 359 off hill, or 259, sorry, 259 off hill. So he pitches really, really well, but Thames can hit them. Mentioned Posey. Got Encarnacion at 4,100, Carlos Santana, 4,100, both for the Indians versus Hamill. Both in play. Brandon Belt, 4,100, first base outfield eligible versus Lively is definitely in play. Here is two first basemen that the price tag's too low. So I'm going to have a lot of exposure to these guys. Miguel Cabrera is only 4K versus Miguel Gonzalez. Miggy coming off a solid game of 23 points last night, 3-for-3 with 2 doubles and 4 ribbies. Last time out against against Miguel Gonzalez, he got shut down, but so did the whole team. Definitely worth the look. And then Jose Abreu's $3,900 against Jordan Zimmerman. I know Abreu's slumping a bit. He was on fire for a while, like slumping pretty bad. But if anybody's going to wake you up, it's going to be one Jordan Zimmerman. So that's a hell of a price tag at $3,900. As a whole, the White Sox and the Tigers, both way too cheap today. It's going to help you pay up for some pitching. Yonder Alonso, $3,900, went deep off the bullpen last night. Will Myers, $3,900, definitely in play. He went deep last night. He's always low-owned. You got Desmond at 36, mentioned Avila at 35. Matt Adams, 35. He's first base outfield eligible if you want to go contrarian and cheap. They're facing Feldman, who's limited hard contact this last month. This last month, he's limited damage, surprisingly. Most people wouldn't believe me, but he's only getting barreled up 1.67% of the time. K rate of 20. So I forgot to mention him. I actually had him on a side note. He's an extreme GPP play because that ballpark is scary and Atlanta can surprise you, but you saw what Bronson Arroyo did yesterday. So there is upside with him, but if you're fading him, lefties do hit him well. Braves team totals 446, lefties 358, righties 311. So Matt Adams is in play if you're fading Feldman, but Feldman can be a super sneaky GPP play, so don't. If you're making a bunch of lineups where you just want to make one, just total go for the moon, he's not the worst thing you can do. You got Hosmer at 34. Matt Davidson, 33. He's first base, third base eligible. Another right-handed bat for the White Sox who's swinging it well. Jesus Aguilar, $3,200. Going up against Hill, playing first base. Right-handed bat, definitely keep an eye on him if you're playing. It just sucks you can't play him and Thames. But you're going to save a lot more money playing Aguilar, 32. So it depends on what you're trying to build there. But some interesting first base options. If you want to go cheaper, there's some upside. But then there's also the good guys up top. And then I like the Miggy Abreu's in the middle is just stupidly priced. D. Gordon, 47 versus Delgado. Jose Ramirez on fire, 4,500 versus Hamill. Second base, third base eligible. I got no problem playing him at third and playing Kipnis for 4,100 a second if you're stacking Indians. If Hamill shuts these guys down back-to-back games, that's going to be a tip-your-cap feat because he's bad and they got shut down last night. Daniel Murphy, 4,400, huge night last night. Love him again today. Daniel Mingden, he's got good upside, but he just has not found it in the bigs. Could be another long day for the kid. You got Zobrist, 4,200. Mentioned Kipnis at 41. Utley's up to $4,100. He's been playing really well. That price tag's getting steep for Utley. Chris Taylor at 41. Forsyth at 41, second base, third base. All options. They'll be lower owned because everyone's going to target the lefties versus Garza, and rightfully so. But they'll be very low owned with upside. You got Brandon Phillips, 3,600 versus Feldman. That's some pretty good value if you're fading Feldman. As you go down, Joe Panik, 3,300 is a potential punt. Andrew Romine for the Tigers, second base outfield eligible at 3,200. Jed Lowry's down to 3,200 bucks. That's great value. Great, great value. Pender, second base shortstop at 3,200. If he's in the lineups, good value. But if you are fading Ross, if you're fading him, that's good value at 3,200. If you're fading Cueto, Cesar Hernandez at 32 isn't bad at all. Solarte went deep last night. He's 31. Some good price tags down here at the bottom end of second base that you can mix and match and take some gambles with. I mentioned Dixon Machado last night for the Tigers. He plays a lot versus lefties. He might play some versus righties. He's second base shortstop. Usually Romine will play the righties, Machado the lefties. Machado's 2,900 bucks. If he's in the lineup, he had a huge night last night. I kept telling you guys, great punt play. Hit 21 points for you. 21. My punt that I used a lot last night, he was huge. Came up with, I think, 14. Let me check. Yeah, 14 DraftKings points. He's 2,800 bucks tonight. Yolmer Sanchez of the White Sox against Jordan Zimmermann. Phenomenal punt play to get a piece of that offense tonight. Like him a ton. So some good low price, $32 to $2,800. I think I named off like six good low price second base punt options. If you're paying up, Murphy's well worth it. Kipnis, Ramirez, some good high priced ones as well. Third base, Jake Lamb, 5,100 versus Volquez, always in play. Arenado, big night last night. Love him again today at 5K versus Chacin. Love Arenado again. Mentioned Jose Ramirez. Got Chris Bryant, Travis Shaw, 43. Mentioned Forsythe. Rendon had a home run last night. He's in play again at 4K. Shemp, 4K with a home run upside. You got Moustakas at 39. He went deep last night. So Moustakas, if you're fading Carrasco. Nunez had a big night last night for the Giants. He's 3,900, third base shortstop. Suarez, 38, versus Dickey is in play. You can stack your Reds versus Dickey anytime you want. Todd Frazier, 3,500 versus the righty Zimmermann, like that. You're either playing Frazier or Davidson from the White Sox at third base because you're playing Abreu at first, bottom line. But I like either one. Paul DeJong, the youngster from St. Louis, I mentioned him when lefties are on the mound. He's 3,100 if you want to go contrarian against Lester at third base. It's a risky play, but it's there. Ryu Ruiz, if he gets the spot in the lineup for the Braves, he's only 3K versus Feldman, nice left-handed bat. Here's another crazy price. He had a really good game last night. I told you guys his numbers, like the advanced stats, he's due for some massive breakout. He had 10 points on 31st. He had 17 points last night with a double, a ribby, and two runs scored and three walks. I'm talking Nick Castellanos. He's 2,900 bucks versus Miguel Gonzalez tonight. Tremendous value right there. Outstanding. Like crazy, crazy value. So definitely look into that one. Daniel Descalzo's third base outfield eligible. He's 2,600 if you need a massive punt. If you like, say you're paying for two guys over 5K, I'd just go to Castellanos at 2,900 bucks. There's so much value on each position. You can pay for some big arms tonight if you feel like it. Shortstop, Cozart, 48, is playing extremely well. Love Lindor today at 47. Phenomenal matchup. Seager at 43, really solid. Trevor Story starting at the ball really well. Preferred lefty over righty, but he's 41 versus Chacin. Kiki Hernandez is playing decent if you need to go off the wall. He's off outfield shortstop at 37. I don't think I'd be going there, especially at shortstop, but he's there. Tim Anderson, 3,500 versus Zimmermann, right-handed bat versus Zim. Mentioned Pender. Crawford's only 3,200 again today. Another phenomenal punt play. Phenomenal at 3,200 bucks. JT Riddle, 3,200, continues to hit the baseball well for us. His price tag slowly climbing, folks. Mentioned him every single day. Jose Iglesias, 2,700. Nice punt play there. Mentioned Dansby Swanson yesterday. He went yard. He's 2,700 bucks. Interesting play as well. And that'll do it at your shortstop positions. There's more great value at shortstop if you need to go that way. Going to the outfield, Charlie Blackmon, 5,600 bucks, is in an amazing spot tonight against Chacin, or today, I keep saying tonight. Adam Duvall, 5,400. JD Martinez, 51, is a great play yet again. Kemp, 5K, is swinging it hot. Billy Hamilton, 5K, because if he gets on base, he's going to steal all over Dickey. Dickey's not going to slow him down. Marcelo Zuna, 5K. Stanton, 49. Stanton went deep. He's just on fire right now. Lefty-righty does not matter. I mentioned Bellinger at 46. Domingo Santana versus the lefty Hill at 45 is phenomenal. He took Kershaw way deep. So his ownership would probably be too high today, though. Schebler at 44. Brantley at 43 is very solid. Belt, the 41 I mentioned. Hunter Renfroe continues to rake. He's 41 versus Chatwood. K with Chris Davis is 4K. And Ciarte, 4K. Melky Cabrera at 3,900 is a really solid play. Christian Yelich had an absolute bomb yesterday. He's 39, hitting between Stanton and Ozuna. It's a nice three-man stack if you need it. Justin Upton, 38, definitely in play. Still, he's always too cheap. He's, as long as Upton's in the three, it's threes, it's too cheap. Avisel Garcia, $3,700, definitely in play against Zimmerman. Very, very nice. Hernan Perez, 37 versus Hill's in play. David Peralta. Carlos Gonzalez at 37, tremendous value. Lourie Garcia leading off for Chicago at 36, outstanding value. Keon Broxton, 35 versus Hill's in play. Mentioned Adams already. Tommy Pham versus a lefty at 34 if you want a mini stack or a one-off from St. Louis. Lester can give up the long ball from time to time. Nick Markakis, 34, good upside. Denard Span leading off, only $3,400 tonight, folks. Get your Denard Span on. Bradley Zimmer at 3,300 is great upside against a guy that can't stop lefties. Like that a ton. Steven Piscotty, 33 versus Lester for a punt. Jason Worth, 33, continues to be too cheap. Went deep last night, big night. 33 versus Mingden, very good play. There's some great plays in this $3,000. Oh my God, this is crazy. Mentioned Romine already. Jason Hayward at 3,200 for some upside if you want to get a little different. And Michael Saunders at 3K if you want to roll the dice versus Cueto. I wouldn't go there, but I can't blame you if you do. It has good upside. Matt Joyce went deep last night. He's 27 today. Good play against Ross if you're not pitching Ross. Some really good stuff, guys, below 3K. My God, that is crazy. Good upside stuff. So check those out. Really good plays. Every position has amazing value that you could. I'm going to have to play around with some more lineups. I made a few last night, but not like that. That was intriguing. So there you have it. Your 9-game slate, early slate. Cueto, 12-1, Carrasco 11-7, Lester 10-6, Leak 84, don't forget Feldman, Ross 82, Chatwood 72, we got Garza 58, Delgado at 56. When you're stacking for the day slate, Giants versus Lively, definitely in play with some nice value. Reds versus Dickey, everyone's crushing Dickey right now. Detroit versus Miguel Gonzalez, I love. I love Cleveland versus Hamels. Don't forget lefties, 336. Nationals are phenomenal play. Lefties, 356. Righties, 354 off Mingden. White Sox versus Zimmerman. Lefties, 342. Righties, 375. Stack the hell out of the White Sox. I always pound against Zimmerman. If he pitches great, so be it. Dodgers versus Garza. Left-handed bats, 358. So really good options here. Braves, left-handed bats, 358 off Feldman. You can make a couple 1-2-man stacks if you feel like it. A's versus Joe Ross, lefties 364, righties 288. Focus on your lefties. Marlins versus Delgado, lefties 362, righties 296. Justin Bour, anybody? Christian Yelich. Some good one-offs if you need them. So phenomenal options in this day slate. Great, great options. Let's see what our 5-game evening slate has in store for us. All right, the evening slate is not pretty at all. I'm just going to throw it out there real easily. Not pretty at all. When it comes to pitching, you have to be very, very picky or just pay up. Irvin Santana's 11-6 at the Angels. That's a just great play. Angels bats, no bueno, as we know. And Santana's been extremely good. He just keeps doing it. Pretty much game in and game out. Striking out about 20% he faces. You got the Angels striking out about 20% of the time, below league average. You can go on and on and on if you want, but the Angels, team total 384, lefties 269, righties 280 off of Santana. He's limiting damage. It's not pretty. It's not fancy. Usually not a lot of Ks, but he gets the job done. 20-plus points almost every start. Lance McCullers, $10,800 at Texas. Your AL May pitcher of the month. Finally gave up a couple runs his last time out. Still got you 25.3 points. He's been amazing. I know it's in Texas, and Texas is a scary place. He's usually not as good on the road, but this year he has been. You got to worry about, you know, he's walking 10.4% as he faces 29%. But the last 30 days, 17th best barrel FIP, getting barreled up only 1.72% of the time, striking out over 23%, walking below 10, about 9.5. So risk reward. Texas strikes out a ton, but we know they can mash. We know that ballpark is super lively. We saw what Cy Keuchel is back, folks. My goodness, how masterful it was last night. Just, it was a work of art. McCullers, interesting play again. 10-8. I like it. Good GPP, sketchier cash, but because that Texas offense is scary. But McCullers, 10-8, definitely in play. Matt Shoemaker, 9,600 at the Angels. That's, you know, when I'm recommending Shoemaker at that price, you know it's slim pickings, but huge K upside. He got beat up at Miami his last time out, but prior to that, at Tampa Bay, 24.7 points. White Sox, 24-3. Detroit, 29-1. He's been locked in of late. He's in one of his streaks, hoping the Miami is just a blip on the radar, but on a small slate, we'll take that gamble. Minnesota, we know, went off last night, and that's what that offense can do. It's all or nothing with them. So in a gamble where everyone's going to probably go to Santana over Shoemaker, you got Shoes striking out 21.7%, Minnesota striking out 21.7% of the time. They had the second lowest total on the entire day, lowest on the entire night slate, 3.66 team total. Lefties hitting 311, righties 321. They have great wobos and ISOs versus righties. We know that. They can mash the baseball. We saw it. So I'd recommend having some Minnesota bats elsewhere if you're not super confident. But on this size of this slate and the options you have, I don't mind Shoemaker at all. I'll be using him. David Price is $8,500. Baltimore struggles versus lefties, but they have hit him better in the last month or so. So you can roll that dice. Price command was hit and miss last time out. He looked well. Velocity was there. Probably get a little better pitch count tonight. I'm not all in on Price. I got to see it a few more times. Baltimore's bats are hot. They were cold last night, finally. Well, they still got, you know, Machado hit an absolute moonshot. But I can't go all in on him. Small slate, if you want to put a little dab at him, go for it. Just wanted to bring him up. Robert Gsellman, $7,600 at home against the Mets. Pitched extremely well his last time out against Milwaukee. Looked like the Gsellman we expected. Great ground ball to fly ball, 5Ks, 7 solid innings. 24 points. Been real rocky throughout this year. We know the arm is tremendous. Strike gets out about 19% of the guys he faces. Pittsburgh about 90% of the time. Pittsburgh average wOBA, average ISO versus righties. Total of 406. Lefties hitting 286. Righties 359 off Gsellman. Makes for a good play, in my opinion, on a small slate like this. Get him at $7,600. Last play I'll recommend, because I can't go below this, to the three guys below it to you. Dylan Bundy, $7,500 at home against the Red Sox. Red Sox offense is so hot and cold, and Bundy's been phenomenal. Three of his last four starts, two earned runs, 17 or more points in those three starts. I believe he's faced Boston this year. At Boston, 7 innings, 2 earned, 4Ks for 13.8. At home, 7 innings, no earned for 21.6. And he gave up 3 runs and 6 1/3 the first time he faced him. So he's pitched pretty well all three times he's faced Boston this year. Boston's bats are just so frustrating because talent level is tremendous. They just don't hit bombs. They don't strike out much either. About 18% of the time they have a team total tonight of, where'd you go, Boston? I was just looking at you. A high total of 4.57, so the total makers are happy with him. 320 average versus lefties, 313 versus righties, wOBA 326, average ISO of 141. So keep that stuff in mind. It's a risky play because it's Boston. But you look at the last 30 days, he's number 25 worst in barrel FIP, getting barreled almost 7% of the time. His K rate's at 1805, walking 827. A little more suspect, but he's still limiting the damage. Like I said, three of his last four starts, 2 runs or less. $7,500. He's a gamble and a GPP, no doubt about it. So Urban Santana, 11-6. McCullers, 10-8. Shoemaker, 96. Bundy, 75. Gesselman, 76. That's all I can give you. I can't give you Glasnow, Cashner, or Gavaglio. I just can't do it. Sorry. Catchers, Ryan McCann at 3,700 versus Cashner. Outstanding play. Keep stacking Cashner, guys. The balloon is going to pop. Gattis is 4,400 if you want, but I'll take McCann at 37 all day long. Got Christian Vasquez is 34. Sandy Leon, 3K for the Red Sox. Don't mind either one of those. Travis d'Arnaud at 31 versus Glasnow is in play. Jason Castro, 29 versus Shoemaker is in play. If you're going that route. You can go Derek Norvis or Sucre, whichever Tampa Bay catchers are, 27 and 26 respectively. If you want to go that route, or one of the cheaper Mets catchers we talk about, like Rene Rivera's 2,400 versus Glasnow. I like that a lot. If Rivera's playing there, I'll just punt with him at 2,400 and load up elsewhere. And because you're going to have to pay up for pitching anyways, I'm all for that. First base, Logan Morrison, 4,800 bucks, continues to rake. You got Mitch Moreland and Hanley at 43 versus Bundy. Lucas Duda is on fire. 4,300 bucks versus Glasnow is a steal. Glasnow's bad. He walks the planet. And you got a Mets team total of 444. Lefties hitting 413. Righties 351. Yes, lefties hitting 413. And how many lefties do the Mets have? Like seven? My God, pray for Tyler Glasnow tonight. Lucas Duda, 4,300 bucks. Lock him in. Crush Davis, 41. Jay Bruce, 41. First base outfield. So Duda at first. Bruce in the outfield. Put Conforto in the outfield. You have at least those three. Neil Walker, I can just go on and on. But at least Duda, Bruce, and Conforto. That's just scary home run upside. Pujols, 39. Still looking for 600. It's coming any day. As reporters say, it could happen as soon as today, folks. Mike Napoli's, no, and you're not playing him versus McCullers. Even if he goes yard, you're just not doing it. So, Louis Valbueno, 3K for a punt, first base, third base. Valencia's hitting better. He's 2,900 bucks, went yard last night. Josh Bell's only 2,900 versus Gesellman. I told you how lefties hit Gesellman pretty well. The number I gave you was... Oh, no, sorry. Lefties 286, righties 359. But Bell went deep yesterday, 2,900 bucks if you want to roll those dice. And that'll do it at your first base position. Heading over to second base. Altuve, 54, phenomenal play. Big night last night. Dozier, 44. Neil Walker, 44, both in play. Robbie Cano at 43. Scope at 4K. All are in play. 4K and above are phenomenal options. Pricey, but phenomenal. Frazier, 39. Miller, 36 are okay. Josh Harrison at 33. Second base, third base. Mentioned righties versus Gesellman. Interesting play there. Rugi Odor, you got home run upside at 3,100. He's just been really, really bad right now. If you want to punt, Danny Espinosa, 2,600. He went yard last night. It's outhouse or in-house with him. Taylor Motter hit a granny last night. Second base, shortstop eligible, 2,600. Segura's on the DL, so Motter will be your shortstop yet again every day. So good punt play there with Motter at 2,600. Maybe being that everyday shortstop, he'll start swinging it like he was earlier, like when he was playing shortstop for Segura. Third base, Longo, 4,800 bucks is in play. Miggy Snow, 46. Marwin Gonzalez is a great play at 4,600. Price tag's way up for Marwin, but great play against Cashner. Third base, outfield eligible. Bregman is swinging it well. He's up to 4,400 tonight. Seager, 4K, is very intriguing versus Cobb. Very, very intriguing. Machado, 3,800 versus Price is in play. Josh Harrison, mentioned him already. Mentioned Louis Valbueno at 3K. Go David Freese at 3K if you feel like getting way off the board against Gesellman there. Heading over to the shortstop position. Carlos Correa, 5,500, is on fire. AL Player of the Month went deep again last night. God, these Astros are expensive, but so, so good. I had an Astros Tiger stack that went off. Every guy had like 15 or more points. But, of course, that was the one that I put Marquez and Ramirez together, not the one where I had a Vargas block lineup. Couldn't put those two with that. I would have made all the freaking money last night. That is MLB DFS at its finest, folks. Correa, 5,500. You got Bogarts, 49. Elvis Andrus is on fire, but he's 46 versus McCullers. It's a gamble for sure. Timmy Beckham went yard again last night. Our old Timmy Beckham's up to 3,800 bucks on the regular. That sucks for us. Remember those $2,800 days? Beckham, 38, still hitting the baseball very well. He's in play. Simmons, 36 versus Santana. Asdrubal Cabrera, 36 versus Glasnow. Like him tonight. Like him a lot. Jordy Mercer, 34. Polanco, 2,900. There's our punt shortstop we've been playing a lot. He's only 2,900 versus Shoemaker tonight. If you want to punt the position, because that's as low as I'm going, is 2,900 bucks with Polanco. Head to the outfield. Springer on fire. Went deep again last night. He's 55. Cedix, 53 versus Gavaglio. I don't think I gave you the Gavaglio info yet. Tampa Bay Rays. Team total 452. Lefties 222. Righties 360. Extremely small sample. I still have my faith in Cedix, but if you don't, Souza Jr. is 51. I just told you how much righties love him, and Souza loves facing righties, so there you go. Jackie Bradley Jr., 49. Betts is 52. If you're fading Bundy. You got Conforto at 47. That price tag keeps dropping. I love it because he went deep last night. So, so good. Mentioned Marwin Gonzalez. Trumbo, 45 versus Price. Nelly Cruz, 45. Kevin Kiermaier, I keep telling you, is on fire. Just raking, raking. Went deep again last night. Last time I checked, he had me 24 points. He finished with 24. His last three games, 24, 14, 22. He's homered in three straight games. So obviously that'll come to an end eventually. But he's $4,500. If you don't want to pay up for C-Dick and guys, you still get a piece of it for 45. Beltran at 44 versus Trashner. Adam Jones, 43 versus Price. Josh Reddick, 43 versus Trashner is a nice, sneaky play. Always low owned. Got Jay Bruce, mentioned him as phenomenal. Benintendi, Robbie Grossman is on fire. He's only $3,600, folks. Keep him on your radar. Rosario's 36. Kepler went deep last night, just like Grossman. He's 36. Grossman and Kepler both 36. I like Rosario. He's always overlooked. Not nearly as consistent as Grossman and Kepler, though. But $3,600 for the whole outfield. That's crazy. Colby Rasmus, 35. Ben Gamel, 35. Both nice, cheaper plays there. Trey Mancini, 34 versus Price. Jake Mariznick, 3,400. Nice, cheaper play if he gets in the lineup tonight for Houston. Cole Calhoun, $3,200. Swinging it well of late. Told you he's waking up, folks. Keep an eye on him, indeed. Did I mention... I missed Seth Smith? Where'd he go? I wanted to... Oh, never mind. I wanted Joey Rickard. There he is. Joey Rickard, 3,100 versus Price. Usually leads off versus the lefties. Keep an eye on that if you want to... If you're stacking... Buxton is slowly getting there. He's only $2,700. Not the worst punt play you can have because he can get on, he can steal. Get an RBI double last night. Jose Ozuna for Pittsburgh hits righties pretty well. Righties hit Gesselman pretty well. He's $2,600 if you want to punt there. Eric Young Jr., $2,200 against Santana tonight as a punt. So interesting five-game slate. Pitching's, you're going to have to pay for it and then mix and match. There's some value out there. Santana 11-6 at LA. McCullers 10-8 at Texas. Shoemaker 96 versus Minnesota. Bundy 75 versus Boston. Gesellman 76 at Pitt. On the night slate, you are stacking Houston, Houston, Houston. You can sprinkle in, I could say sprinkle in some Tampa Bay and Seattle if you're feeling it. Tampa Bay, I always love them. The Mets, folks, the Mets. Meet the Mets. Left-handed bats in the Mets. Stack, stack, stack away. Should be chalky. Most people should by now, hopefully. No, Glasnow's horrible, but that's interesting. Baltimore versus Price, always a nice contrarian look. Have a little bit of both. Maybe make a Baltimore little mini stack one and a Price and another, whatever you feel like doing. I don't mind it, though. And, yeah, that'll do it for your evening. So you have 9-game early, 5-game late. Good luck. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll be back on Monday for sure. I always say there's a chance you'll have a Sunday pod, but it's usually my day off, so we'll see how the day goes. But catch UFC 212 tonight, the preview pod with myself and Doc at @positive_vig. Nice card out of Brazil. You got the UEFA Champions League final today. Francisco has you covered there. You got a little MLS DFS cheat sheet from DD Jayhoff coming out in the next hour or so. 5-game main slate tonight. He'll have that covered for you. So check it all out. Hit me up on Twitter with any questions, @BDEntrick. I love hearing from you guys when the players go off. We talk about it's great knowing that you guys, you know, are paying attention and trusting in me and getting it done. Great to hear. Spread the word. Retweet it. Go on iTunes or whatever. Rate it. Review it. Help us out. Get this thing bigger and better. But thanks for all the support, you guys. It's awesome. I love doing it. So good luck today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll be back Monday for sure, maybe tomorrow. But this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, June 3rd edition. I'll catch you guys later.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.